had once been Piglet's house a long, long time before, but so long ago that Pooh could hardly think of it as anyone's but Owl's. "These," Owl said, pointing with the pointer to some X's on the blackboard, "are the accumulation of the enemy." "Those are what?" Roo squeaked, jumping up and down beside Kanga. "Those are what?" "The enemy," Owl repeated with great patience. "But they look like X's." "They are X's," Owl hooted rapidly, losing that patience too. "They only represent the enemy." "I don't understand. How can they be X's and Rabbit's army at the same time?" They can, Owl screeched. "Just take my word for it, all right?" Look, it's Pooh," Roo cried and leaped to meet the bear and the stranger as they emerged from the woods. "Come back here," Owl hooted again. "I haven't told you the secret plan yet." "But it's Pooh, it's Pooh," Roo yelped excitedly, and then as the bear came near, or at least tried to. "But it's Pooh, it's Pooh." Roo yelled excitedly. Then Roo approached the bear, or tried to, doing the best that a Roo could do with all his jumping and yelping around and around the still quite perplexed bear. "Do you know we're going to have a war, Pooh? Do you know that? Did you? I don't know exactly what a war is, but we're going to have one. Isn't that grand, Pooh? Isn't it? Then again, maybe we should ask Owl what it is. Do you think so, Pooh? Don't you think?" "I know what a war is," the stranger said. Roo's eyes went wide before his little feet sprung him back to his mother's side where he hid behind her tail, his little nose popping back out in an instant, sniffing at first. Then when the air seemed clean enough, out popped his eyes, eyeing the stranger with all the mistrust that anyone that small could have. It was Owl who reacted worst, however, fluttering up with the sound of the stranger's voice, up to the lowest of the branches of the tree behind his house, up, up till the leaves hid all of him but his tail. Who are you?" he stuttered. For a moment no one said a word. Then Owl, seeing that perhaps there was no immediate danger, stepped out onto a broader and uncovered section of the branch. "My word, you're someone new. I don't believe we've met before." "Oh, no," the stranger said, smiling now, his eyes soft as they set on each of the creatures there. "Certainly not that I can remember," Owl stated, "and I have a perfect memory for such details. Now, where was I?" "You were going to tell them your secret plan," the stranger said. "Well, yes, but I can't very well do it with you here. That's the trouble with undependable scouts. I should court-martial that Tigger for letting strangers sneak up on our camp like this." "Tigger is your scout?" the stranger said, brow folded over his eyes, twitching on the verge of laughter. "Yes, yes, and there he is now, the scoundrel." And indeed, out of the forest bounced Tigger, happy as ever, looking nowhere in particular, since there was nothing particular that he wanted to see. "Tigger," the old man said again, hardly able to keep back the laugh. He leaned back on his cane, wiping the tears from his cheeks. "How can this be? Tigger is a scout for Rabbit's side." "This side? That side? What do Tiggers know of sides?" said Tigger, bouncing into camp. "Tigger's got to eat, and we eat with Kanga." "Of course," the stranger said. "How could I have forgotten that?" "Yes, yes, quite so," Owl said, fluttering back down to his position beside the blackboard. "A most reliable double agent." "Tigger? A double agent?" the stranger's voice boomed with a laugh. Roo quivered and squeaked and asked, "Who are you?" The stranger smiled. You don't remember me either." "No," Roo whispered, shaking his little head. "I'm a stranger," the stranger said, his voice sad and distant, as if he had expected more. Then looking around, his eyes lit upon Owl again. His jaw stiffened and his sharp nose crinkled up with anger. He leaned forward on his cane and glared. "Now what is all this nonsense about war?"
"War's war," Owl commented, adjusting the feathers on his right wing. He did not look up.
"A perfectly natural event."
"Oh, and just what makes it so natural?"
"As I seem to remember, there were no wars here before I left."
"Before we had Christopher Robin," Owl hooted, "there was no need of war."
"And just exactly what do I...
I mean, does Christopher Robin have to do with any of this?
He was our leader, Owl said, tapping the pointer unconsciously on the lip of the blackboard.
Leader? Leader? He was a boy, not a leader. And his leaving, the stranger sighed.
His leaving should not have affected any of you in the least. Life should have gone on without him. That's the way he would have wanted it.
We must have a leader.
Why?
Because someone must lead.
Again, the old man sighed and looked around the clearing at the house at the distant forest. He seemed older than ever now, leaning heavily upon his cane.
So why don't you pick a leader, then? It doesn't seem to matter what you call each other as long as you remain the same.
Now there's the point, Owl said, waving the pointer in the general direction of Pooh. Pooh examined the tip most thoroughly, finally shaking his head.
Where's the point? Pooh asked.
Here, there, everywhere, Owl hooted, waving the pointer wildly about. So you see, we tried to be democratic about this.
Tried to be what?
Pooh whispered up at the stranger.
Nothing, Pooh. Another one of those useless words.
Then turning to Owl.
And?
And, Owl said, facing his blackboard, only two votes were cast. One vote for Rabbit, no doubt cast by Rabbit himself, and one vote for me.
No doubt cast by yourself for yourself, the stranger added.
Owl coughed uncomfortably, fluttering his feathers as he did.
Well, yes, no doubt. Yet all this is beside the point. Rabbit could be advancing even at this very moment. We must prepare. We must be ready. We must have a plan. Tigger, away. Locate and report.
Tigger bounced away, then almost immediately returned.
What is this you want Tigger to do?
Owl sighed impatiently.
Go find Rabbit and tell me where he is.
Oh, Tigger said gleefully, thrilled with permission to bounce.
Go find Tigger. Go find Tigger.
That's Rabbit, you...
Owl shouted after the striped cat.
But Tigger had already vanished into the forest in exactly the opposite direction as the rabbit's camp.
Incompetence, that's what I've got here, Owl hooted.
Roo and Kanga clung together at this screech. The stranger swayed for a moment, looking first toward Pooh, then at Owl. The cane swayed with him like the trunk to some great oak, moved by the blustery wind back and forth, back and forth. Only the leaves had gone from the man long ago, replaced by the silvery shimmer of frost. Yet there was life in the man. Pooh could feel his warmth growing by the minute, as if this place, this land of Poohs and Tiggers, rabbits and owls, gave him that life.
It was never like this before, the stranger said, more to himself than to anyone else.
Then an instant later he exploded.
And it won't be like this now. I've had enough of this kind of thinking in this world. Wars and greed just won't do.
No, no, Owl muttered, tapping his pointer on the blackboard. We must have a plan, and that should settle the war one way or the other.
But Rabbit has an army, Pooh said, wondering to himself just what an army was.
Did that have something to do with his missing jar of honey?
And we have a secret weapon, Owl retorted.
That is, a frown appeared in the feathers over the creature's eyes, if Piglet ever gets back with it.
Piglet, Pooh cried. Where is Piglet?
Searching for our secret weapon, of course.
Which is? The stranger asked, leaning closer on his cane. Now, if I told you, it wouldn't be much of a secret, would it?
Piglet went to look for the heffalump, Roo squealed from behind his mother, drawing a dark look from Owl.
Traitor.
The heffalump is your secret weapon? The stranger said, hardly able to conceal his laugh.
That hardly seems much of a secret since the rabbit already knows.
Rabbit knows? Owl hooted. Rabbit knows?
He fluttered up a few feet in the air, screeching.
Batten down the hatches. Seal up those leaks. Clam up the dam. Fight off the sneaks. Someone's been telling our secrets and I'll have him in irons.
Oh, bother, Pooh said, quite concerned now. It wasn't a good thing for Piglet to be out in the forest alone.
We must go and look for Piglet.
What? Owl said. Look for Piglet? What exactly do you mean? Is it possible that he's been captured by the enemy? And what of the heffalump?
More than likely, Piglet is lost in the forest, the stranger said. We should begin to search for him.
In the forest? Owl asked. Do you know how large the forest is?
Owl tapped his forehead with the tip of his wing.
No, don't tell me. I'll tell you. 4 times the number of trees by the number of leaves, by the number of breeze, by the number of... We must get everyone together and look, the stranger announced. We are together, Owl scolded. This is all of us. What about Rabbit? The stranger asked. And Tigger, Roo put in. And Rabbit's small relations, added Pooh. Them? Owl hooted in obvious distaste. How can we even consider them? They're the enemy. We can't just go back and ask them to... Tigger! The stranger yelled off in the direction in which Tigger had disappeared. Tigger, come here! The stranger seemed to lean less on his cane now, standing straight and tall as if he had suddenly grown younger. His gray head and sharp eyes turned toward the outline of the forest. Then Tigger came. Go find Tigger, the poor creature, shaking his head again and again. Go find Tigger? He looked at the stranger and Owl. Did someone call for Tigger? Yes, Tigger, the stranger said with a warm smile filling his deeply lined face. We need you to deliver an important message to Rabbit. Tigger stiffened with pride. Important messages are what Tiggers do best. Yes, I'm sure, the stranger said, laughing. But this is quite serious indeed. Piglet is lost in the forest. Tigger is lost in the forest, Tigger repeated. No, no, Owl scolded. Piglet is lost in the forest. Piglet is lost in the forest. Piglet is lost in the forest, Tiger repeated assuredly. And that's what I want you to tell Rabbit, the stranger said, and tell him to come here with his army to help look. You got that? Tigger nodded enthusiastically. Tigger is lost in the forest. No, 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 Owl hooted. You're Tigger. It's Piglet that's lost. I'm Tigger, Tigger asked, looking rather puzzled for a moment before the light of inspiration filled his eyes. So I am. Finally, he disappeared into the forest again, this time into the general direction of Rabbit's camp, repeating his own name over and over. I'm Tigger. I'm Tigger. I'm Tigger. The stranger stared after the creature, shaking his head, fighting off another laugh. He grew serious again when he looked back at Owl. All right, now we find Piglet, he said, just enough anger in his voice to quiver old Owl's feathers. Imagine that, you letting poor Piglet go after the Heffalump alone. Well, Owl retorted, somebody had to go. Oh, the stranger's brow rose in unison. And why not you? Me? Me, I had to stay and make my plan. Yes, yes, that's it. I had to make a plan. You don't think wars are won without them, do you? No, the stranger said sadly. Few wars are won without plans. Few wars are fought by the planners either, which is more the shame. Send a few leaders out into the battlefield and you'll see how fast there comes a cure for war. Leaders never fight wars. That's precisely my point, and that's the reason they're so easy to wage. But enough of this. You can make atonement for this madness by helping us find Piglet. We'll separate into teams of two. Pooh and I will go that way. Kanga and Roo will go in that... Hey, Owl hooted, what about me? You certainly can't expect me to go out in the forest alone. Oh, no, the stranger said. Not you, Owl. No, no, Pooh said, shaking his silly head. That wouldn't be right. The stranger looked down at the bear. I suppose you are right, Pooh. But the temptation... The old man shook his head, then brightened. Of course you won't go alone. You'll wait here until Tigger gets back with Rabbit. Then you and Rabbit can look for Piglet together. Me and Rabbit? Owl squawked. Me and Rabbit? But we're sworn enemies. Then become sworn friends, the stranger said, taking Pooh by the paw. Come along, Pooh. And off they went, up the hill to look for Piglet in the forest. They wandered near and far. The light of day grew dimmer, and so did their hopes. They could hear the voices of the others crying, Piglet, Piglet, in the distance, but no reply. The stranger stopped often to listen, so did Pooh. But after a while, the only thing Pooh heard was the wind. The only thing he smelled was the crisp scent of autumn's end, the dry leaves rolling out with their earthy smell. The stranger sniffed, too, and laughed. You don't know, Pooh, how much I've missed that smell. How much I've missed all of this. You most of all. Me? Pooh said, quite embarrassed. Yes, you. For years I thought about you. How simple things had been here. No greed. No poverty. Poverty? Pooh said. What's that? The stranger laughed. Nothing that you should ever have to worry about, Pooh. No one should. It means not enough to eat, not enough to wear.
You mean like running out of honey before the winter's over?
The stranger grinned. Something like that, Pooh, he said, dropping a hand down on the bear's small shoulder. Something like that, indeed. But his piglet we should concern ourselves with, I suppose. He surely couldn't have wandered away too far.
The stranger lowered himself with a groan until he was sitting on a large gray stone, the cane leaning beside him like an extra limb. Pooh sat, too, thinking more of his missing jar of honey than of any heffalump.
And it wasn't his fault that missing jar of honey should keep popping into his head. Certainly it must have been past time for another little something. Rabbit had been less generous than Pooh had expected, and Owl even less than that.
Now, wondered the stranger aloud, how does one little piglet go about capturing a heffalump?
Pooh, still pining over that lost jar of honey, suddenly sat up. If he had had a brain, it might have hit him sooner. The missing honey jar, the missing piglet, the missing heffalump. And in the quiet evening, it all came together. He sniffed. There was a definite flavor in the air, and Pooh could almost hear the jar calling to him like a long-lost child.
This way, Pooh said and stood.
What's that? The stranger asked, brows lowered, caught halfway between a smile and a frown.
This way. Piglet went this way.
Now, Pooh, let's not get ourselves lost in the forest, too. I think we should stay to the regular paths. That one looks rather unused.
But Pooh knew what he was talking about. There were things and feelings beyond words.
This way, he said again. Those words would have to do.
So the stranger rose from the stone with a moan, stretching himself like Tigger did sometimes, and took up his cane, older now, weaker, as if the day had taken something out of him that was precious and tender.
Okay, Pooh, we'll do it your way this time. I've had my 60-odd years of reasonable answers. They haven't done much for me in the long run. Haven't done much for the world, either. Sometimes I wonder if we wouldn't be better off forgetting reason altogether. Stick to feelings. It's our minds that deceive us, not our hearts.
Lead on, silly bear, lead on.
Pooh followed his nose, sniffing out the scent. Yes, yes, it was certainly honey. And before long they came upon a jar in the middle of the path, sitting there, right out in the open, full.
Ho-ho, the stranger said, swaying over the sticky jar, cane planted in the ground like a flagpole.
Pooh sniffed at the jar. There was the definite and discernible scent of piglet about it. Only piglet wasn't anywhere to be seen.
You were right, Pooh.
Where's piglet? Pooh asked, vague images of heffalumps coming to him.
Yes, that is a good question. But what's this jar doing out here?
Pooh seemed to remember something about heffalumps and honey. And that was vague, too, coming from a long, long time ago. So long ago that he could hardly remember just what a heffalump looked like. Things and remembering made him hungry. So he sat by the jar, suggesting to the stranger that perhaps it was time for a little taste of something.
The stranger frowned. Don't you think we should find Piglet first?
Piglet, Pooh said and jumped to his feet. The poor little creature had slipped his mind completely. That was the honey, too. Somehow, when he was around it, he could think of nothing else.
Pooh looked around. The trees and the shape of the gorge seemed familiar. But the face of the heffalump, it dangled in distant memory like a kite at the end of a broken string,